was. "How do you do, Mrs. Arnold? Well, Lydia, did you enjoy your Hellenic cruise? What a wonderful opportunity. Did you get some good photographs?" "Yes, Lady Garnet. Miss Bulstrode had your letter about the art classes, and everything's been arranged. How are you, Mrs. Bird?" "Well, I don't think Miss Bulstrode will have time today to discuss the point. Miss Rowan is somewhere about, if you'd like to talk to her about it. We've moved your bedroom, Pamela. You're in the far wing by the apple tree." "Yes, indeed, Lady Violet. The weather has been terrible so far this spring. Is this your youngest? What's your name?" "Hector. What a nice aeroplane you have, Hector." "Trésoreuse de Beauvoir, madame. Ah, je regrette, ce ne serait pas possible cet après-midi. Mademoiselle Bulstrode est tellement occupée. Good afternoon, Professor. Have you been digging up some more interesting things?" In a small room on the first floor, Anne Shapland, Miss Bulstrode's secretary, was typing with speed and efficiency. Anne was a nice-looking young woman of 35, with hair that fitted her like a black satin cap. She could be attractive when she wanted to be, but life had taught her that efficiency and competence often paid better results and avoided painful complications. At the moment, she was concentrating on being everything that a secretary to the headmistress of a famous girls' school should be. From time to time, as she inserted a fresh sheet in her machine, she looked out of the window and registered